Matthew chapter number 10, once again looking here in this chapter, trying to soak in and saturate a few of the thoughts, a few of the ideals of these men of God that Christ Jesus had called out, separated for His service, the apostles of the Lord Jesus Christ, those 12 disciples that walked closest with Him. And we've been able to look thus far at 8. And we're going to look at 9, 10, and 11 tonight. I want to preach to you tonight on this thought, least known learners. Least known learners. Now, it's not that their IQ was any lesser than the others, but more so that these were the least known about learners or disciples of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we want to look at the life of these three men tonight. But if you found your place, Matthew chapter 10, verse 1. Let's begin reading. Now, let's stand tonight in honor and reverence for the reading of His Word. Matthew chapter 10 and verse 1. The Bible says, "And when He had called unto Him His 12 disciples, He gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Now the names of the 12 apostles are these. The first, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew his brother, James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew the publican, James the son of Alphaeus, and Levius, whose surname was Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite." And you may be seated. We've had the privilege thus far at looking at 8 of the apostles of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, whose lives were very much in the forefront, whose lives were out there for all to see, who were recorded about within the Gospels and also in several epistles. Some had the privilege to write. Some had the privilege to maybe be in the background, maybe be able to give a historical account under the writing. But we find that they all had a special place, and it was more of a place on the forefront, more of a place out in the limelight, if you will. But we find that these three that we're going to look at tonight were men that not a lot is known about. Not a great deal is understood about whom these men are, other than just some thoughts and other than some things that have been revealed unto us down through history. And we find that the Bible tells us and teaches us just a few things about whom these men were by either their name or maybe their title, maybe whom that they were descendants of. But the first one we're going to look at tonight is that man by the name of James, the son of Alphaeus. And as we think about this man, I believe that as we look at him, we see that he is a man of good report. And my friend, I believe that that's what we ought to strive to be as people of God. As women of God, you ought to be a woman of good report. As men, we ought to be men of good report. We ought to have a desire as children of God to have a good report about us. Now, we find the Bible tells us that this man, his name is James. Now, as we look throughout the other Gospels, he's referred to as James the Less. Now, we don't necessarily understand why that he was called Lesser. It might be because he might have been just a little bit shorter than James the son of Zebedee. It might be that he was just a little bit younger than James the son of Zebedee. It might be that he did not have as much public status as James, the son of Zebedee, that son of thunder who was probably boisterous and loud and a man of great renown. But we find that this man by the name of James, James the Less, James the son of Alphaeus, was not necessarily broadly known about as James, the son of Zebedee. So we find that he was referred to as James the Less. But the Bible also tells us that he's the son of Alphaeus. The Bible tells us that Alphaeus, that word right there literally means a leader or a chief. So he was a man that might have been known very well, but his son was just known by his association with his father. Now, there's many possibilities as to whom that James the Less, James the son of Alphaeus, might possibly be. Over in the Gospel of Mark, chapter number 2, and verse 14, the Bible says, "And as he, being Jesus, passed by, he saw Levi, the son of Alphaeus, sitting at the receipt of custom." So that leads us to wonder, Was James the less? Was James the son of Alphaeus, a brother unto Levi, whom we know is also known as Matthew the publican or Matthew the tax collector? It's a possibility that he might have been his younger brother, might have been a brother or a sibling rather unto Matthew. We also find the Bible tells us over in the Gospel of Mark, chapter number 15 and verse number 40. The Bible says, or rather verse number 39, the Bible says, "And when the centurion which stood over against him saw that he so cried out and gave up the ghost, he said, truly this man was the Son of God." Amen. Hey, that Roman centurion come to faith and acknowledgement as to whom that Jesus the Christ truly was, that He is the Messiah, the Son of God. And the Bible says in verse 40, "There were also women looking on afar off, among whom was Mary Magdalene, and Mary the mother of James the Less, and of Joseph and Salome." So we find that there were some ladies that were gathered there at the cross on that day. Bible also tells us over in the Gospel of John, chapter number 19 and verse number 25, "Now there stood by the cross of Jesus His mother and His mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Cleophas," or some render it Clopas. So we find here that that word Clopas is synonymous this one in whom that it's referred to over there in the Gospel of Mark as well as in the Gospel of Matthew. So we find here that this man by the name of James the Less, he very well could have been a first cousin unto the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, we don't know exactly, can't be 100% dogmatic about all that, but boy, it leads us to wonder as to whom this man certainly was. But nevertheless, his name's recorded, amen, in the Word of God. Hey, he was a man of good report. Now, hey, there's not a lot of things known about this man, but amen. Hey, what's the old story? What's the old saying? No news is good news, amen. Hey, I'll tell you what, we're in a day and time in which that there's all types of reports out there about folks, all types of rumors running around, all types of things being said. Hey, we're right here in the heat of the political season, election time on Tuesday. Hey, I'll tell you what, it's hard to find any good news about anybody. Hey, you want to know what's good about a candidate? Hey, it's hard to find anything that's good about them, but boy, you can sure find a heap of what's bad, amen. Hey, there's a lot of times how all the bad stuff gets brought to the forefront. All the things that are wrong get brought to the forefront, but not about James the Less. No, hey, no news is good news. Hey, there's a lot of folks get wrapped up in the hype, and there's a lot of hype that's brought about over people that don't necessarily live right instead of those that live in the right way. Hey, I tell you what, there's a lot of times folks want to catch up on all the gossip, and there's shows and magazines and that don't want to do nothing but talk about all the bad, won't talk about all the things that's wrong with folks today. And we find that there's a lot of times people get put out there in the limelight in the forefront because of all the things they do wrong. Amen. Hey, preachers that don't live right, preachers that fall maybe into adultery, preachers that fall into some type of an addiction, boy, they get pushed out there in the forefront. And a lot of folks know a lot about them, but they might not know about somebody that's dedicated unto the Lord, that gives himself wholly, wholeheartedly, unconditionally, unto God, unto the church, unto the preaching of the Word of God. Hey, they might not never be known about to a lot of folks on the outside, but that one that slips up and falters and fails, they'll be brought right out in the forefront. Hey, I'll tell you what. Well, what am I trying to say unto you tonight? I'm saying we need to be people of good report. Amen. I believe James the Less was a man of good report. So we ought to strive to live a life unto the Lord. I believe this was a life of loyalty. A man of good report. So we find here the Bible tells unto us that one of these least known learners was James the Less. Second one we come to in the Word of God tonight is this man by the name of Lebbeus, whose surname was Thaddeus. Now we find that the Bible also describes unto us that this man's name was Judas, but it always refers unto him as not Iscariot. Now we're going to look, if the Lord allows us to, next time around at Judas Iscariot, but we find that this man by the name of Lebbeus, who's described in the book of Matthew, whose surname was Thaddeus, was also synonymous with Judas, not Iscariot. Now that word Thaddeus refers, that Deus refers unto a child. And it describes unto us as to whom this man is. Now, they first of all give the name Levius. Now, Levius means, it speaks of the heart. So it describes unto him as a heart child. He was one that had great love. He was one that had great concern. Has one that had great care for those that might have been around him. We find that James was a man of good report, but we find that this man was a man of great reward. Hey, the Bible tells unto us that his name also was Thaddeus. Now, Thaddeus refers unto breast child. And the word Thaddeus refers to that. It describes him probably as being the youngest child of the family, the last one to have been weaned, the last one who had been brought forth from his mother's womb. So he was described as being the youngest. We find that this man is mentioned in the Scripture. If you turn with us over in the Gospel of John, chapter number 14, for just a moment we'll see whom this man is, a man of great reward. The Bible tells us and teaches us over in the Gospel of John, chapter number 14, along about verse number 21, as Jesus is there, as He's gathered with His disciples, as He's allowed Himself to be brought forth unto them and allowed Himself to be made known unto them, the Bible says in verse number 21, "He that hath My commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth Me. And he that loveth Me shall be loved of My Father, and I will love him and will manifest Myself to him." Then the Bible says in verse 22, "Judas saith unto Him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that Thou wilt manifest Thyself unto us and not unto the world?" Hey, he posed a question unto Jesus. Jesus just told unto him, "Hey, he that keep My commandments, loveth he that hath My commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth Me, and he that loveth Me shall be loved of My Father, and I will love him and will manifest Myself unto him." Hey, he was wondering, if you're going to manifest Yourself unto us, how are you going to do that without manifesting Yourself unto the whole entire world? And the Bible says in verse 23, "Jesus answered and said unto him, If a man love Me, he will keep My words, and My Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loveth Me not keepeth not My sayings, and the word which ye hear is not Mine, but the Father's which sent Me. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you." But He says in verse 26, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in My name, He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you." So we find that James was a man of good report, but we find that Judas, Thaddeus, Levius was a man of great reward. How? What do you mean, preacher? How? What type of reward was it that he had received? Hey, I'm telling you what, he was able to understand, he was able to comprehend, he was able to receive from God above the knowledge as to whom that Jesus really was. Hey, it's a blessing tonight to be saved, amen? It is truly a blessing. We never need to undermine it. Never need to take it for granted that God illuminated Himself unto us and allowed His precious light to shine. Amen. Praise His sweet name. We're a people of great reward if we've allowed ourselves to understand. Heard somebody make reference to the fact that in the day and time in which we live, and the day and time in which satellites are all around out there wandering around, floating around out there above, we see that people all around the world are able to receive news. People all around the world are able to receive television, able to receive news reports, able to receive entertainment. Hey, them radio waves are out there and they're everywhere for somebody to get a hold of. But you got to have the right type of receiver, amen? Got to have the ability and the capability to capture that image, to capture that signal, to capture that beam. My friend, if you're here tonight and you've been able to be blessed to know whom Jesus is, hey, we're people of great reward because there's a lot of people don't have that reception. Well, I'm glad that God made Himself made known unto me. And I'm thankful that He made Himself known unto you. And if you say, preacher, I don't know exactly what you're talking about. Hey, I'll tell you what, if you'll believe in Him, if you'll trust in Him, if you'll acknowledge Him, He'll save you, He'll secure you, He'll keep you, He'll empower you, He'll enable you to live a life that'll bring glory and honor unto Him, and it'll be a great help unto you. Hey, the Bible tells us here that this man was one that was a representative of a life of love. Amen. Hey, God's not impressed with our buildings. God's not impressed with our decorations. God's not impressed with all the things that we do physically on the outside. But what God most of all is impressed with is a heart that's full of love, a life that's full of love, one that desires to love the Lord. How do you know that He loves the Lord? The Bible says because He keeps the commandments of the Most High God. So this man by the name of Judas was a man of great report. Hey, his desire was not to manifest himself and to acknowledge himself and to set himself in the forefront. But my friend, his desire was just to love Jesus. And my friend, you might be here tonight and you might wonder just exactly what God's got for you. You might wonder just exactly what it is that you're going to do in service for the Lord. Well, my friend, as long as you do it with love in your heart, it don't matter who else knows it. Amen. It don't matter whom else might be made aware of what you and I might do. We might not never make it no further other than the Smoky Mountain times, praise God. But hey, as long as we are here tonight and we are allowing ourselves to let our light shine, it don't matter who else knows about us, just as long as the Lord knows as to whom that we are. Amen. Might not make it no further than Larky News. Amen. But praise God if we serve Him. Hey, the Bible tells us here about these least known learners. Hey, there was a man of good report. There was a man of great reward. There was also a man of grand response. Hey, the Bible tells us here about this third man. We've looked at James, the son of Alphaeus. We've looked at Levius, whose surname was Thaddeus, also known as Judas, not Iscariot. And the Bible also tells us there in verse number 4, there was a man by the name of Simon, the Canaanite. Now that word Canaanite is synonymous, and it's recorded unto us in the Gospel of Luke that he was known as Simon the Zealot. Now the Zealots were one of four religious groups or religious sects within the Judaism. Hey, we find that there were Pharisees, we know that there were Sadducees, we know that there were the Essenes, and we also know that there were the Zealots. Now the Zealots were those that had a great longing, had a great zeal to see whomever might be overruling them, to see them thrown out, to see them overcome, to see the Jews rise into power, and to see them be able to have control as to whom that they allow themselves to be ordained unto. We find that they were probably more a political group than necessarily a religious group. They rose up out of the Maccabean revolt. We know that there was a man whose name was Judas Maccabees. We know that whenever they were under oppression, we know that there was an uprising that was led by this man that was made known unto us the time period of the Maccabean revolt. And we find that they had a great desire to see the Roman rule overthrown in the day and time in which Jesus lived. Some referred to them as dagger men. Some referred to them as that because they had such great zeal that they would even assassinate. They were somewhat terrorist in the day and time in which they lived because they had so much zeal and so much desire to see Rome overcome. Hey, I'll tell you what, this man by the name of Simon, all of a sudden that once was a zealot, once was a Canaanite, allowed himself to be overcome with a desire to serve the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hey, we see James had a life of loyalty. We see that Thaddeus had a life of love. But we find that Simon had a life of longing. What was he longing to be? He was just wanting to be everything that Jesus wanted him to be. Hey, this man that had great zest and great zeal and a great longing to see the Jews brought forth and rise up. All of a sudden, he had his heart changed. All of a sudden, he had something take place on the inside of him that was far greater than anything that had ever happened on the outside. And all of a sudden, his longing had begun to be that Jesus might be glorified, that Jesus might be broadcast everywhere that he might go. And my friend, that's exactly what God is asking for you and I to be tonight. He wants us to be people of good report. He wants us to be people of great reward. He wants us to be people of great grand response. My friend, He wants us to have an intense dedication unto Him. He wants us to have a violent passion unto Him. You say, what type of violence do we need to be about tonight, preacher? Hey, we need to be ready to do battle with the devil, amen. Need to be ready and willing to put on our armor every day in which we rise up. I'll be willing to kick the devil in the teeth and say, get out of our way, devil. We're going to serve Jesus with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our mind, and with all of our strength. Amen. We ought to be desiring to uphold those greatest commandments that might ever be given unto men. So we find these least known learners. Hey, they might not have had a lot said about them on the outside. But I tell you what, we can learn from just a few things within God's Word as to whom that they were. So let me ask you tonight, whom are you? What are you? Are you somebody that has a desire to have a good report about you? Are you someone that has been a recipient of that great reward of salvation? That great reward of having God manifested unto you? Allowed yourself to know whom that He is and to have embraced Him? Hey, are you one that is a person of grand response? My friend, God, once He saves you, He wants you to live for Him. Once He saves you, He wants you to tell others about Him. My friend, we ought to have a life that's full of loyalty, a life that's full of love, and a life that's full of longing. Let me ask you where you stand tonight. Do you want to know more about Him? Do you need to know more about Him? Do you need to have yourself drawn closer unto Him? My friend, do whatever God's bidding you to do tonight and trust in Him. Every head bowed and every eye closed tonight.